You are listening to New Media Conversations at AIDS.gov, a weekly podcast series that explores how HIV communities across the country are using new media in response to HIV and AIDS.
The following audio was adapted from an AIDS.gov blog post. It was written by Anjana Padmanabhan, Public Affairs Advisor and Office of the U.S. Global AIDS Coordinator, and was originally posted on October 2, 2012. In September, global leaders gathered in New York City to discuss a wide spectrum of international issues at the highly anticipated annual United Nations General Assembly. But just days before the UN Assembly, New York and the Twitterverse were buzzing with another important global conversation sparked by the third annual Social Good Summit, hosted by Mashable, 92nd Street Y, the United Nations Foundation, Ericsson, the United Nations Development Program, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The summit was in full swing from September 22nd through the 24th. Bloggers, social media wonks, and health and development experts alike crowded together to discuss how new media technologies can be applied to tackle some of the world's most pressing challenges. At the summit, United States Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton said on September 22nd, "We're living at a time where anyone can be a diplomat. All you have to do is hit send." The electricity at the summit was palpable. Passionate minds were immersed in discussion around one common goal: how can we unlock and maximize today's social media tools to empower women, combat climate change, increase access to life-saving medicines and health education, end human trafficking, as well as promote peace? This year, the summit expanded its dialogue by hosting hubs in Beijing, China, and Nairobi, Kenya. There were also meetups scheduled in 264 cities across the world, and people in over 150 countries tuned in to the live stream. It was no surprise that by the second day of the summit, the hashtag SGSGlobal was used over 60 times and trended across Twitter and tweets in over 50 languages. As the social media advisor for the U.S. Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, Anjana was looking forward to learning about new technology platforms that governments, civil society organizations, and entrepreneurs were using to expand their online presence and encourage a two-way dialogue with their constituencies. At the Unleashing the Power of Open Innovation in Government session led by Todd Park, the Chief Technology Officer of the United States, the ever-enthusiastic Park took the stage and reinforced the government's commitment to making information and data transparent and accessible to the American people. Park holds regular hackathons and data paloozas geared towards bridging the gap between tech entrepreneurs and government data. Health.data.gov is an example of the fruits of that labor, providing raw and aggregate data to help foster healthier communities across the United States. Park commented that innovation can be synonymous with government. The Social Good Summit was also the launching pad for a new public-private partnership created by the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria in conjunction with the Huffington Post. The campaign, named The Big Push, will use technological platforms to rally global support to achieve major health goals. The Huffington Post has launched a dedicated website for the campaign where it will collect articles, stories, and testimonials on the progress towards meeting these goals. The initiative is also backed by major Hollywood stars like Charlize Theron and Bono. The centerpiece to the campaign is a wall of portraits in which citizens around the world add photos of themselves holding signs that demonstrate their commitment to fighting these diseases. This is an exciting way to gather people from across the world and allow them to be a part of the response. Anjana commented that we need more campaigns like that, those that reach people at the grassroots level. An initiative focused on child survival was also at the top of her list of notable sessions at the summit. Launched by UNICEF, A Promise Renewed is an ambitious program that will unite governments and partners globally to advance the UN Secretary General's movement, Every Woman, Every Child, to end preventable child deaths and allow children to make it past their fifth birthday. Audiences rapidly shot off tweets and Facebook messages as Anthony Lake, Executive Director of UNICEF, Raj Shah, Administrator of USAID, and Dr. Tedros Adhanom, Minister of Health of Ethiopia, gave us statistics on the progress made and the challenges that remain to improving the lives of children worldwide. An initiative like A Promise Renewed encourages people to use technology to hold governments accountable for creating effective and sustainable programs that will bring us closer to reaching Millennium Development Goal targets by 2015. Overall, the summit demonstrated to Anjana that we no longer need buy-in for why advancing social media is so important. Today, the world is on board. The summit might be over, but she'll continue to do her part using social media to share the successes and stories of lives saved through PEPFAR and fostering dialogue so that together we can achieve an AIDS-free generation.
For more information about using new media in response to HIV and AIDS, visit us at AIDS.gov. and to explore and participate in the previous conversation further, join us on our blog at blog.aids.gov. Thank you for listening.